As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be.
Oh man, it's 8 o'clock.
And so that'll make it a.
I don't need the spotlight. I shine just fine.
Hi, I'm Karma, and yes, I am a bitch.
Brav Bros.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Brav Bros, your favorite podcast from the bros for everybody, for whoever wants to listen. I am your co-host, Steel Russell, joined as always by the one and only Double Time Grimes. What's up,
dude? Oh, no, Grimes?
Grimy fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Coming in hot, episode two, we're delirious.
This is what we're doing here. We're just talking for hours, but it is, I think it's the best time of the year. We got March Madness going on. Baseball's back.
Opening day Friday.
Opening day got pushed today, but that's okay. You know what? This is a real problem for the Braves. We know how they deal with off days.
Yeah. Oh,
you get to give them too many off days. You know, they make a lot of excuses. So.
Good point. And then they throw beer cans at our players.
I don't want them to have any excuses. So we'll see how it goes, but we're excited to get everything back. We've got Bravo. We've got sports. We're happy boys.
Yeah, this is like our prime time. This is when we are the happiest boys.
And the tiredest boys.
Yeah, we're sleepy boys, but we're like happy seepy. Like post-Thanksgiving dinner kind of seepy.
Yeah, that kind of, yeah.
Tent.
Yeah, post-Thanksgiving dinner at your own house so you can go to bed.
Yeah, we're content with the content.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Ew.
There you go.
Like I said, we just recorded our Summer House Martha's Vineyard episode, so when you get us on a bender like this, on a Schwartz podcast bender, this is what you get out of us. It gets a little wacky. So buckle up, bros.
Yeah, buckle up and head on down to the valley with us.
Yeah, and before you do that, why don't you head on down to our Instagram bio and click the link and get your tickets for Washington, D.C., May 3rd at Union Stage. That is a Friday night. As we announced, we have Candace Dillard coming out, we have Chris Bassett coming out, and we have Ryan Bailey coming out. So make sure you go get those tickets. It's an awesome venue. It's going to be a great time. While you're at it, snag some tickets to our Boston show. They're almost sold out. That is June 14th, also a Friday night. Go get them ticks, bruh.
Go get them ticks, bruh.
But it is our second episode today, which means we got some roses and thorns to do. So why don't we dive into those?
Let's hit them. You want me to start us off?
Yeah, lead us off there, pal.
All right. So, well, that was a jump scare, actually. I zoomed all the way in on Anne's face last night from that FaceTime for our one picture. And I guess that's the last picture I looked at. Anyway, I'm going to start off with my thorn here, even though it takes quite the turn towards the end. We got a review about Summer House and about you, Steel.
Oh.
So I need to defend you.
Okay.
The caption was, "So lame, 3 stars.
Oh, I know this one. She's commented before about, I'll tell you after.
Yeah. Being a Carl apologist is not it, Steel. You can hate Hubs all you want, which, by the way, if you're calling Lindsay Hubs, you're very clearly a Lindsay fan.
Yeah.
Like, just try to mask it a little bit better. But listening to you make excuse after excuse for Carl is awful, awful. A sober bar, what a joke. She was right to shut that idea down. It's idiotic. We get it that you're sober too, but your takes are weak." Quote unquote, poor Carl, snooze. Thank God for Shooter. He's the voice of reason. Championing the loser mentality is absurd. Man up. I loved that line in there. Thank God for Shooter, the voice of reason. As if I'm not also sitting here defending Carl.
I know. Yeah. Thank God for you.
I guess it's because I also thought that the sober bar was really stupid and not a good idea.
I said that my issue with that was the fact that she was just not supportive at all.
You said that you wanted to invest in it.
No.
You were like, Carl.
Stop.
Sign me up.
The funny thing is, I recognized that I was not going to read. I wasn't going to give it any life because she's commented before. It's Texas lady, right?
Yeah, Texas girl, yeah.
Yeah, she has made a comment before questioning my masculinity and my manhood, which I think is so funny that, like, man up because I am, like, in touch with my feelings. I don't know. I think that's such an old, stupid trope. But, hey, Texas girl, I don't know what masculinity means to you.
Means to me.
I don't know what that means to you. But I'll come down there and whip your husband's ass, and then I'll go cry and talk about Bravo. Like, I don't know what you want from me if you're questioning my manhood right now. Like,
we've only actually seen Steel cry once.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on the show. It was a live show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't really see it too often.
But regardless, that's my favorite. When I saw Man Up, I was like, oh, that's so fucking funny.
Man Up. How dare you defend somebody on a show when I'm going to call his ex-fiance Hubs?
Yeah. Why don't you grow up? How about that?
And my rose, which goes well with the theme of the beginning of the show, is titled Bravo Brilliance Amidst Phil's Fans... Didn't get to see the rest of it. Not really sure what she said. It comes from BLS7188. Despite their love for the wrong team,
ooh,
Steel and Shooter are a grand slam for Bravo fans.
Oh, I love the pun.
Didn't read that.
Love the pun.
Trash sports opinions, Bravo Brilliance. Signed, an unapologetic Braves fan.
Oh, well, yeah, I get it.
No, I give it a rose because I appreciate it. You know what? You can put down your fandom to come and listen to us, even though, you know, we're going to talk about beating your team every year because you can't get over that hump, losers.
Learn how to play in the playoffs.
A little scared.
Yeah, it's okay.
Win that division again, all you want. I don't care.
Keep calling us scumbags and you keep throwing beer cans at our players.
There you go.
Proving our point. But those are good. Those are solid. Let me get to mine. And up first is my thorn because I like to finish with the rose, make it happy. I just saw this one. This one's really funny. I didn't think anyone would take such umbrage with this, but regardless, we had a stance yesterday about the dog, Ariana's dog, and it getting sick, all that, whatever. So this comes from, it's a convoluted name, but I don't read Thorne names anyway. She locked the door to keep the dog out. I'm confused how that's her fault. Unlike most of us here, she's busy. Maybe she forgot it. Y'all are so weird for judging that, but... Better not ever find a piece of food left out of your house until the day you die, since you're all so perfect.
Do you want to come over to my house? Like, is that...
Yeah, are you going to come over?
I'm going to invite a crazy person over to my house.
You're not allowed in our homes to see if we leave food out. And we didn't say don't leave food out. We said don't leave food in your bedroom.
Don't leave food in your bedroom at all. Especially don't leave food in your bedroom when you have a dog that can access that food very easily. And this is what we know about dogs. They can smell food from a very long way away, and they know where it is.
Yeah, and you said that she locked her door. If she locked her door, how did Sandoval get in there?
Yep.
Look, you're missing the point. We're very happy the dog's okay. We're just saying that she left the food out. Sandoval didn't.
Also, you've seen that room. Like, there's just no way that you're taking this stance.
Also, you're not allowed to come over and see if we have food in our house. Right? Let me make that clear. And also, we are far from perfect, and I've never claimed to be. But thank you for the giggle, because it was very funny.
Love a good giggle.
Yeah, love a good giggle. But my rose comes from... Apple Podcasts, and that is from Marissa NP. And it says, the bros know. As an avid Bravo fan, I'm very selective when it comes to which podcasts I listen to. I listen to the bros religiously because they provide honest takes and don't feel the need to pander to certain Bravo lebs or agree with the majority, just so that they stay in people's good graces.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's the goal.
Perfect.
You nailed what we try to do here.
It's what we always do.
Yeah. But we're not perfect.
We are. There's no food in my house.
That's the funny thing. Like, I've left food out recently. I haven't left it on my bedside table.
No.
Okay? That's the difference. That's all. We don't need to go down this road.
No.
But anyway, we watched The Valley, which, what do you think so far? We're two episodes in.
So I've taken a new approach.
Okay.
I know that, you know, before the season aired, we talked about potentially having to hate watch it or stop watching it in a couple of episodes, just kind of give it a little run, and then we'd be upset with it. I've decided to just watch it and not take it too seriously.
Oh, that's a good approach.
And it's much better. Let me tell you, it's goofy. It's funny. I honestly, it's sort of like what my advice was to you with watching Southern Charm, specifically with Shep.
Yeah.
You just have to take him for what he is. You have to do that with Jax. You have to do that with a couple of these idiots. Now, obviously, somebody like Jesse, that's different. What he does pisses me off.
Oh, just wait. Just wait.
Oh, we're getting a rant?
Not a full-blown rant, because I actually went into this show, and I think that is a credit to Jax. I never went into this show.
Credit to Jax.
But for a not great reason. Because he's such a joke, I went into this show with a much lighter approach. Like, it's a Jack-centric show. It's going to be fucking ridiculous.
It's going to be ridiculous, and he's doing a good job at making it even more ridiculous.
Yeah, so, like, that was my thought process going in, and I think that's probably because I have more Jax Taylor experience than you.
Yeah.
Because I was much more invested in the early seasons of VPR. So yeah. I knew exactly what I was getting into. Whereas for you, it's honestly the perfect replica of me going into Southern Charm new and you kind of guiding me through it. It's the same idea. Like, yeah. I knew what to expect. You might not have.
I've just chosen to not take it that seriously.
Yeah, that's the
because that's
the
only way that I get mad about watching a show is when I feel like it's a chore and I feel like I have to overanalyze and do this and that. Most of the people, well, I don't want to say that, but the main people on this show are pretty dumb and they don't really make the best decisions. Clearly, this is where they are. They're 44 and on the valley. But if you look at it that way, you might have a better time.
Yep, I'm enjoying it. I think that there's definitely a show here. And we said that after episode one, that there's a lot of ways forward for this show. There was also a lot of pitfalls for this show. I think they are self-aware as to what the show is.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a good thing in this case because we all knew that Jax was going to overproduce. We all knew that Jax was going to do the most to try to cause the most drama, all this. In his brain, he doesn't know that it's ironic almost. Like us watching, we're like, yeah, you're being who we all thought you were. Thank you, because it's making for entertaining TV. But he thinks that he's like fucking crushing it. And that makes it even better because you're seeing this false confidence of a moron like waltzing around TV, like thinking that he is the number one guy on Bravo now.
Yep.
And
he got his own show. He must be.
Yeah, dude. It's working, though. It is absolutely
It's working fine just because we're not taking it seriously. And every time that he does something, we're not labeling it immediately as, oh, my God, that's so overproduced. It's like, yeah, it's Jax. Of course it's overproduced.
Yeah,
but at the same time, what I'm doing, instead of getting mad about it, I'm actually trying to wonder, when he does certain things, is he doing it for the show or is he that big of an idiot? And that's my biggest issue right now. And I'm okay with that.
Yes.
The answer is yes to that.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes because it works. And that's all I'm gonna do.
Yeah, it's enjoyable TV, but let's dive into this week. And we start out with Jax and Doty, and they're at a steakhouse, which makes total sense because Doty's a vegan.
Yep.
Vegetarian. But he apologizes her for cornering her, and we saw it at the party. Everyone seems to take an issue with Kristen wanting to have a baby, and the only people that are taking an issue with it are the dudes, which let me give all the dudes out there a little tip. When it comes to this kind of shit, you don't have an opinion.
A little DSA?
A little dude service announcement. Yep. But Jax's big thing is like, I don't think that you guys are on the same page, which is so funny because it's like, well, Jax, you don't know Luke. You've never taken the time to sit down with a guy and act. You don't even know his fucking last name. And you're going to tell Doty where they stand in their relationship. We have watched Doty on TV for a very long time. We have seen her in relationships with horrible, horrible people. This is genuinely the first good relationship that she's had. We've met Luke in person. He is genuinely a solid dude. He's a very nice guy. We hung out with him all night in LA. But yeah, I hung out with Luke for an extended period of time that night. And yeah, he's a great dude. Like, he's just a normal guy. And I think that's what our biggest concern was, honestly, with this season was, can he hang? And he showed this episode that he can. We'll get to that later. My biggest issue with Jax in this is, like, everything he says is so matter of fact. And he claims, like, I know Doty and I know how things work and I'm usually right about this stuff. Dev said it perfectly. If you have an opinion about everything, which you always do, you're going to be right sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
Because you always have a fucking opinion. You're not fucking Methuselah. Is that right? That's just an old tree.
I don't think so.
Methuselah's the oldest tree in the world. It was named after Methuselah. No,
the
I'm thinking Nostradamus. But is Methuselah all-knowing?
I don't know. You might be going into a different mythology.
Yeah. Well, Nostradamus. Let's go with that.
Go with Nostradamus.
Yeah. He is Nostradamus because he just throws opinions out there constantly, and then eventually one of them sticks. He's like, see, I always get it right. I always get it right. And he speaks to Doty so matter-of-fact and claims to be one of her closest friends. They've known each other for 20 years. They have this brother-sister relationship. I'm just looking out for you. I'm looking out for what's best. If you actually were, you would take the time to get to know the guy that she's dating.
Well, this is the thing, and this is where I feel like Jax's mind is so warped, in his mind, he is doing what's best for her.
Agreed. Yep.
But he's not doing any of the right things. He's just taking matters into his own hands and talking about it behind her back and then telling her what he thinks and assuming that she assumes that it's right.
Yes.
That's what he's doing. And yeah, he didn't get to know Luke. He doesn't want to get to know Luke. He doesn't care because of her past boyfriends. Meanwhile, you're still friends with her latest boyfriend.
Who looks like a fucking train wreck.
And we'll get to that, dude, when he walks into the fucking barcade. But yeah, so nothing really adds up, and this is just Jax. It's just his opinion is the only one that really matters. He's going to force it down your throat, and he's going to use this whole I'm your big brother type of mentality, and you need to listen to me because I know better. But you're not doing anything that says that. You're not sitting down with Kristen. You should have sat down with Kristen before you blew up at this party, telling everybody else and all the guys what's going on, and then yelling that her ex-boyfriend was also part of this. We're going to have a baby right before they broke up. So for him to do that now, it's like you're doing everything backwards, in reverse order. You're an idiot.
You are an idiot.
Again, I'm not getting mad about it. Because it's just funny.
It's just Jax.
It's just Jax, and it's funny.
Yeah, and they move on to the Jesse altercation where Dodie pinched his nipple, and then he felt like it was appropriate to pinch her nipple back. I'm glad that Jax had the appropriate response. He's like, that's fucking crazy. That would be comparable to you grabbing his dick, which, yes, yeah, that is a very similar thing. Like, that can't be said enough about this scenario. Like, that would be the equivalent, okay? Like, her reaching out and grabbing
right again.
Johnson. Hey, yeah, he's always right. But seriously, like, it's more of a big deal than it's being led on. And I think that's just, like, Dodie doesn't want to cause, like, a huge commotion about it. But, like, she has every right to if she wants to. But regardless, she flat out says, I need you to start treating Luke like he's my forever. I need you to start treating him... At the very least, dude, treat him with some fucking respect. Take the time to get to know this guy before you label him wrong for me. Because all that this is saying to me, his behavior around Dodie and how he's talking about her and how he's, like, trying to navigate all of this shit, I think Jax is in love with Dodie. I think he's obsessed with her. He won't fucking leave it alone. He has a comment about every single thing she's doing, and he's going under the guise of, yeah, she's my little sister, whatever. It's like, nah, bro. I think that you have a thing for her.
I don't think he has a thing for her. There's like a power complex going on.
Is that what you think it is?
Because he's also bringing Brittany into it. Brittany does the same thing when we see it later in the episode. She's doing the same thing to Dodie that Jax would do.
I used to like Brittany, by the way.
Interesting.
Well, if you saw her on Vanderpump, you probably would too.
I just can't get over the way she talks. It just bothers me. But she does the same thing where she's sitting with Dodie and she's completely... It's one thing to take your husband's side of things. It's another thing to have your own opinions about it, and they are much aligned with what Jax is doing. Juxtaposed to that. Juxtaposes
hey,
back.
We haven't said juxtaposed
to that scene. So it's weird. I think, I honestly imagine that the two of them are sitting down and all they're doing the entire time, their entire conversation, is about other people. They don't sit down and talk about each other. They don't sit down and talk about their family, their life, whatever. They sit down and they talk about what everybody else is doing and how they would change it. And I think that works for them. And that's what they're doing.
No, it doesn't.
That.
It doesn't, because that's why she's living in an Airbnb and he's living at home.
Who the fuck knows what's going on with any of that? Like, I could see them committing to the bit that hard.
I could too.
Like, you know Absolutely. What? Let's just take a vacation from each other for a little bit, but it'll drum up some interest in the show and we'll get a second season out of it.
I could honestly see that.
1,000% see that.
With how they're mirroring each other, I could definitely see that.
Absolutely. But, so we'll see how that pans out. But yeah, I get that this is what he's doing, and it's just Jax being like, this is my show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to orchestrate everything. And at the same time, he's very much a kiss my ass. Like, my friends are going to have to kiss my ass, and they're going to treat me how they're going to treat me. And Luke doesn't do that. Luke comes in, you know, he's a man of few words. He's not going to do a whole lot, especially in that golf scene that we saw last week. But he's also not walking in like, oh, Jax, man, like, what's going on? Because Dodie has told him what Jax has done in the past. So, yeah, of course he's not going to come in and kiss your ass and be your best friend right away. But that's what you want. So you immediately label him as not somebody that I want to hang out with.
Yeah, that's a good point. But moving on from there, we get Husband of the Year and Michelle. And they're taking their daughter to go ride a bike. And she's like, did you watch the video I sent you on how to ride a bike? He's like, no. Why would I watch the video? Which, not the most damning thing in the world.
No, to be fair, I would not watch a YouTube video on how to ride a bike.
I would. on how to teach a kid to ride a bike,
yeah,
I would definitely watch that because it'd probably make it a lot easier of a
process. Remember when I learned how to ride a bike. So
it's, yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago, but that's irrelevant to this.
Fine. Once you learn, you don't forget, Steele, so fuck you, buddy.
You're welcome for teaching you. But just the way that they talk about each other in confessionals is alarming because she says, I didn't know that he didn't have any patience until we had a kid. Like, that's a fucking terrifying sentence.
I still feel bad for Michelle because Jesse's an asshole.
I always will feel bad for Michelle.
But when she says stuff like that, it's like, what do you mean you didn't know that he had any patience?
No, I'm not faulting her for that at all.
Faulting her. I mean, she married the guy.
You can't do that. People change. He's even admitted.
He hasn't changed.
Bro, he says, I don't know if we've both evolved or if I've changed into somebody that she doesn't want to be with anymore. He acknowledges the change.
So what? He's an idiot.
How the fuck are you going to fault her for him being
I'm not fully faulting her. I'm just saying she married the idiot.
This is a dumb approach. I'm sorry.
It's not. So you think that this dude just got married, like he was the best person ever, got married, and then flipped the switch and he's an asshole?
I don't think that you can, like...
I'm not blaming her.
Sounds like you're blaming her.
I'm saying she married him, so to sit there in the confessional and say, I didn't know that he didn't have this patience before we had
kids. People change.
I used to be a piece of shit. People can change. That baby's crying every time I pick him up. Nobody's going to get these references.
I hope they get that reference.
It's like one out of...
We've had some people say that they have gotten the Tim Robinson references.
All right. I want to talk to you guys quickly about Bowl and Branch. Steele, do you have any hacks that you use late at night that you just use to try to go to sleep?
Yeah. Sometimes I meditate a little bit.
Okay.
It doesn't always work.
Yeah.
But I like to do a little meditation, maybe a little breathing work.
A little breathing work. I'm a big noise machine kind of guy. It gets me in the right mind frame, you know, those types of things. Well, I've got an alternative for you. Bowl and Branch makes the softest, most breathable bedding you'll ever feel. And nothing is better than that. You climb into bed and you feel how soft those sheets are. It almost puts you to sleep right then and there.
I'm almost falling asleep thinking about it.
I know. And honestly, since I got my Bowl and Branch sheets, they are buttery soft and they get softer every time that I wash them. And I'm excited to get into bed. I'm excited every single time that I wash those sheets. You know how you have that task of, I got to get them out of the dryer. I got to put them back on the bed. Sometimes you forget. Then you walk into the bedroom and you just don't want to do it anymore. I don't do that with Bowl and Branch. I go right to the dryer, whip them out, put them on the bed, and I'm excited to get in there. I almost want to get in right away. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. It's great.
But the best thing about them is they get softer with each wash. So yeah, I'm excited to get them out of the dryer. They're softer now.
Yeah, and they've got great colorways. I know Steele and I both selected our own. Goes with everything else that we've got going on there. And we are pumped to get into bed at night separately, of course.
Yes.
Sometimes not, but who knows? And you can do the same thing as we're doing over here, and you can sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. You can get 20% off your order when you use promo code BROVBROS at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLAND branch.com. Promo code BROVBROS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cool.
So there's a few out there.
We get more SpongeBob reference people out there.
Yeah, we do. We get those, but there's a couple I think you should leave people.
I don't have any SpongeBob references that apply to this right now.
No, but there are a couple I think you should leave people out there in our flock, if you will.
Our flock.
The flock of bros. That's a t-shirt.
I'd rather add to the list.
But we move on to Doty and Luke, and they're recapping the Jax conversation. And, you know, she mirrors exactly what she said earlier. I don't know why all of you have an opinion on what I want to do in having a kid with Luke. It's none of your fucking business. Your business is to support me as your friend, and this is what I want to do. I don't need to hear all of this shit. Like, it would be one thing, and then we can move on, because I know I keep going back to it, but it would be one thing if they knew the guy, and then he commented on it, but he's trying to frame it as, I'm your friend, I'm looking out for you. It's like, if you really were, then you would do your due diligence, get to know Luke, and then you would have some ground to stand on if you're like, hey, I don't think this is right.
Right.
You're just doing it based on what you said earlier. You don't want to hang out with the guy.
It's you don't want to hang out with the guy, and it's applying this current boyfriend to all of the ex-boyfriends.
Right.
And when you also are not getting to know the guy. So you can't really do that. And I get it, like, if, and we always struggle with time frames, but if they were dating for like 2 months and Dodie started talking about having a kid with him, yeah, red flag. Sure. Immediately. You're like, okay, whatever. But they've been dating for over a year at this point, we figured out. So she's been with him. You still haven't gotten the chance to talk to him. If you're that close to Dodie and you're still at the point now where you're like, I don't know who Luke is, then that's your fault.
Yeah, and that makes you the least credible person on commenting on what they should do as far as children go. Just shut up is my point.
Yeah.
But they go over the Jesse nipple pinch recap, and you know, she tries to laugh it off again, and I think that's, again, just a defense mechanism to the whole thing. Luke's pissed, and I'm thrilled that he's pissed, because that was my biggest question mark with Luke, and that's probably bias from hanging out with him. Is I was like, you're really just kind of a soft-spoken, nice guy. Like, can you hang in this world? Because it's not like you're just going on any reality show, by the way. You're going up against the likes of Jax Taylor, Kristen Doty, like some heavy hitters from prime Vanderpump. Like, you need to be able to hang with this crew. This scene gave me hope. The scenes later gave me confidence. You like that?
I like that.
You like that? So his response to this whole thing, he's fucking livid, and he should be. He's like, I'm fuming right now. Like, that is the equivalent, again, of like you grabbing his dick. And also, if he's gonna do that, and I thought this is a great point, like, if you slap them, is he gonna slap you back? Is he gonna meet you with the same energy with everything he's doing? Because that's pretty fucking alarming. And I think that that's a valid point. But then we get to Nia, who is a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Very interesting person.
Well, she's Miss USA.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that, but I wouldn't have thought this. And nope. I think it's fucking awesome. I think that's really cool. And she tells this Donald Trump story, which was amazing.
Yep.
That Trump came in with his creepy crew of, and I can see the guys in my head, you know, overweight, sweaty, probably wearing suits and like giggling to each other. And they go to see the women's Taekwondo.
I just imagine Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, he's definitely there.
Yeah.
He's definitely there.
A napkin, like, wiping off his self-tanner and shit.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell's in the background, breathing, like, mouth breathing. And some creepy fucking guy walks up to her and puts his hand around her waist. She fucking, like, taekwondos his hand and, like, goes, you're never going to touch me again, ever. K-Pumpkin? Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That was a sick story. So she has gone up. Dividends in my, I liked her in the first episode, but even more so now. Like, that's a great
story. Now it's honestly, it's Janet and Jason and Daniel and Nia are at the top right
100%.
Now, and it's just those four hanging out with a bunch of train wrecks.
Yeah,
you're like, what's going on down here?
It's great. It's good TV, dude. But Michelle is with them, and you know, she's talking about they are considering going to therapy, which you probably should, and that's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
But we get to Dodie and the baby stuff, and Nia voice is exactly what we were saying earlier. It's like, why are the men commenting on what you should do with your body? And that's the biggest thing as well, is like, her biological clock is ticking, and that is in the back of her head, and I'm sure that's very relatable for a lot of people. So she found a guy that she's comfortable with. They have a good, solid relationship. This is the right move, because she wants to have a kid. And that's the other thing. Jax has this weird, antiquated idea of what a family should look like. It's like, oh, it's out of wedlock, this and that. You cheated on your wife. What are you talking about? You are not the foremost expert.
You didn't get her pregnant, but...
But you cheated. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's so funny to me that he's taking this moral high ground on trying to guide her on what to do, and he's just a massive piece of shit. But that's when we find out that they're going to play hockey. The boys are going to play some hockey, and Jesse started playing hockey when he was a kid. That's why he's so aggressive.
Let's blame the hockey.
Blame the hockey. But we get to go see the hockey scene, and Jason, not the most coordinated fella.
Nope.
He's in great shape, as he points out, but not the best on skates.
When was the last time that you roller skated?
I was going to say a long time ago, but now I feel like it was within the past few years. I think I rollerbladed with Poppy at some point.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I haven't rollerbladed in a long time, but I used to be good at it.
I did too, actually.
Backwards,
I used to love playing street hockey.
Uh-huh.
Fucking loved it. Yeah. Yeah, I miss those days.
I don't think I'd be able to pick it up now. I feel like I'd have the same problem as Jason, where my ankles would feel like they're going to fall off. But, you know.
I could definitely be good for one game, and I wouldn't be able to walk for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would probably be what would happen. But I cannot stand, and this is, we're going to start to talk about Jesse a little bit. It's going to be a very Jesse-forward episode as we get into it more. But I cannot stand when he does this shit where he has to tell you how much better he is than the other guys there. My guy, you're playing fucking roller hockey. We don't care that you got better handles than the other guys. We don't care that you can skate better. I don't give a shit that Jason's falling over. He's a middle-aged dude that's not middle-aged. What is he, 30-something?
He's probably late 30s, but still, like, if this was Jason's sport and you hadn't played it before, you'd be in the same fucking position.
It's such a weird move to be like, look how fucking cool I am because I can hit a great slap shot with a roller hockey ball.
What are you doing? Are you playing a men's league in L.A.? Sick, dude.
Yeah, like, rock on, buddy. It would be like a fun...
You know what you're not doing? You're not taking care of your kid.
Yeah, you're... No, oh my God, wait till we get to that scene. They start talking about Doty and the nipple twisting thing, and I cannot believe that this is the route he wants to take. I don't remember doing that. That doesn't sound like me.
Buddy, there's cameras.
There's cam.
I know that you're new to the reality TV show, but Jesus Christ, are you a moron?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
He's a self-centered, egotistical.
No matter which way you want to break it, either you got trashed at a birthday party where there were children and don't remember doing anything because you blacked out.
Probably.
Bad. Your kid's there. Your wife's there. Or you do remember doing it and you're taking this approach, which is really dumb. No matter how you shake it, it's awful. Just apologize. You could take the route of, you know what? Like, I just got really awkward. She did it. I shouldn't have done it. I should have apologized immediately and I didn't. I feel bad about it.
It was reactionary.
Then people would be like, okay, like, you know what? Like, go apologize to Doty. Maybe apologize to Luke as well because obviously he's pissed off about it. But I think if you went directly to Doty and apologized, I think people would understand if you took that approach. Taking the I don't remember doing it approach never works out.
It's so scummy.
It's scummy. And you're just trying to deflect, and it never works out on reality TV because there's cameras everywhere, you fucking moron.
Especially when you go with the approach of, that doesn't sound like something I would do. I've seen you for a total of an hour and a half on my TV sporadically. That 1,000% seems like your move.
Yeah.
That seems like, that's not the first time you've done that.
Yeah, and was that either directly before or directly after you called Lala your mistress?
Yeah, exactly.
Like
this is your MO.
Yeah, this is what you do.
And we know guys like you, and they're the worst because they think because they have money and they look a certain way, they can do things without any repercussions. Mm-hmm. And it's like that shit catches up to you eventually, especially when you're pushing 40 plus. It's not a cool look. And like you said, if your excuse is that you were blacked out, you're at a children's party, you shithead.
Yeah.
Like fucking grow up. It's embarrassing. He is so embarrassing. He's worse than Jax. At least Jax is relatively not.
At least we know what Jax is.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like Jesse hides under this frame of like, that's not me. It's like all signs point to it is you douche canoe. But that's when we find out that Jax wants to invite Alex to his apology hangout for Daniel, which I even Daniel later.
Just the entire sentence is so funny.
It is a funny sentence. I will say, and some of our listeners pointed it out, Nia is postpartum, and she does have a lot of hormones, a lot of things. Like, she's getting reacclimated to the world and everything. So her reaction is her reaction. We shouldn't put too much emphasis on that. But to have an apology thing for it, like, that was funny.
Yeah, it's a very funny take. And then to pile it on with, yeah, I sat down with Kristen yesterday, and we're just going to try to integrate Luke into the friendship. You know, we're going to hang out with him, even though Jax is completely against it. What am I supposed to do, hang out with all of your boyfriends, and then you're going to dump him? No, I'm not going to do that. I don't need to do that. No, I'm going to go talk to the boys about bringing Luke in and act like it was my idea. And then I'm also going to invite Doty's ex-boyfriend. Because, and this is the wildest thing, what is his exact reasoning? Is it A, because Luke needs to be able to figure out how to hang out with other people, and Alex is part of this group. B, I just want to hang out with Alex, and I don't give a shit about Luke. Or C, I want to bring Alex in so that he can talk some sense into Luke so that Doty doesn't get pregnant with Luke.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All of the above them.
Because he doesn't know.
It doesn't matter. He just wants to bring Alex in there, and this is where I battle with the, is Jax doing this for the show? Because it is really good for the show. It's very funny. It's a wild move. This will play really well on camera, or is this just Jax? And he would do this anyway.
I think that Jax wants to force a wedge between Doty and Luke because he doesn't like Luke. And I think that by bringing Alex in, that's the easiest way to do that. I don't actually think it's all three options. I think it's that and that alone. And whether that's because he's quote unquote, trying to protect Doty, or whether that's because he just simply doesn't want to hang out with Luke, which I think is more likely. That's what he's doing here. He's using the other things as an excuse where it's like, I'm trying to warn Luke about Doty. Well, you just claimed she's one of your closest friends. You're trying to warn this guy about what she's capable of.
You're trying to warn this guy that you said that you don't care about.
By the way, they have done Vanderpump rewatches on Doty's podcast.
Yeah.
He has seen her at her worst. So you're not introducing him to anything he hasn't seen, one. And two, that's not your place to do any of that, because you're supposed to be Kristen's friend, quote unquote. Why are you trying to fuck over her new boyfriend, who is the only decent guy that she's ever dated?
Yeah.
Makes no sense. But regardless, that's what I wrote in my book. Jack's obsessed with Doty. I think that he just has this thing for her, whether it's romantic or not, I don't know. But there is way more here than a brotherly relationship with her. That I do know. But we move on from there. We get Janet and Jasmine, and they're baby shopping with Brittany, and it's starting to like become real. They're starting to pick out the cribs, all that good shit, and they start talking about girls' night. One thing I need to comment here, because it made me laugh a lot, and I know that she's from Kentucky, but she says that Jesse's the bougiest person I've ever met, and he's from Boston. Boston's an extraordinarily wealthy city.
Yeah, maybe it's not the Boston that Brittany's familiar with. I don't know. But Janet did have one of the most all-time lines that I've ever seen. Walking through, getting overwhelmed by all of the things that you can potentially buy for a baby, all the things that you need. Let me just remind myself, they used to do this in caves.
Yeah.
That's great. No, I love Janet. Janet's so fun. She's so real.
It's great.
That's all it is. Like, she came in, she's like, yeah, I'm just going to be myself. Like, this is funny. It plays really well. I love it. Especially with this cast of characters.
That's the, like, honestly, I don't know if they would work on any other show, Janet and Jason, because they seem to be so normal. And there's a lot of season left. We'll see what happens. But because they are juxtaposed, got it in there again.
Nice.
Because they are juxtaposed to these people, it's fucking stellar.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Works well.
Yeah, it really does. But we get to another pretty normal couple, honestly, is Nia and Daniel, and they're talking. They're just cute.
They are cute
as shit.
Yeah.
You know, they're standing in the kitchen. He's got the baby. She's going on a trip for like 3 days. I think, I don't know if it was an engagement party or if she's doing her coaching for the pageants.
I think she was doing the coaching for the pageant.
Is that what it was? Because she goes all over the world, I guess, training current pageant contestants because she was Miss USA to get ready for the pageants and all that. So he's got the babies for the weekend. Like, I think he said like 27 hours or something. And he's going over the feeding schedules, all of that. And look, I appreciate this kind of shit so much that he's the dad and he's like, yep, I got to wake up at 3, bop, bop, bop. He's not complaining. He's just going through like his to-do list, being a solo parent for the weekend, and takes it on without any questions, without trying to make her feel bad. He gives her a smooch. Like, they're just cute.
Couple of smooches in there.
Couple of smooches. It's just cute.
I wanted more.
Yes, he probably did, but
I didn't mean that. What the fuck? Many kept going in for smooches.
Yeah, all right, totally. But they're going over Jax's party and the pantsing of it all. And, you know, this is where we get to the cutscene. And as our listeners pointed out to us, to be a little bit more sensitive, and you were correct, she just says, you know, I'm going through a whole lot right now after having the kids. There's a lot of hormones going on. I'm trying to find this center, and I'm concerned at times, like, is this my new normal? Which has to be a very daunting premise, especially because you're trying to take care of, as Daniel likes to tell us, 3 under 2. It's a lot to handle. So, yes. But I love the line. It was so, like, martial artsy, where he's like, well, if he does it again, you can just punch him in the face. You're a 4th-degree black belt. She's like, whoa, with that comes some responsibility.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's a big Spider-Man line. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Great power.
She is so good at fighting that she has to not fight. That's fucking sick. And she's Miss USA.
Bruce Lee Lethal Weapons line.
Fucking, I love that line. Perfect. I thought it was awesome, but moving on from there, we get Michelle and Jesse, and I cannot fathom. What does Katie like to say? Fathomless?
Fathomless.
Instead of unfathomable? Yeah. It is fathomless to me that Jesse walks into the kitchen. There is a pile of food because they're having girls' night over there. And he is like, they're coming over in like 30 minutes. You probably should have started this earlier. She's like, yeah, dickhead. I was taking care of your kid. And he's just sitting there. God knows. He's probably drinking champagne, watching some stupid show, like scratching his nuts in the back.
Yeah.
Like smelling Mexican food, and then walked in the kitchen and was like, probably should have gotten ready earlier, hon. I'm going to go hit some balls at the range. Go fuck yourself. Like, he's literally the worst. He is the worst husband. He's the worst dad. Like, I fucking loathe this guy. I really do. I don't like seeing him on the screen. No. Like, he's becoming my new focal point of hatred.
It's very funny in a show with Jax that you're focused on another guy.
On him.
It's crazy.
Like, that's...
It's actually perfect. This is exactly what how we drew it up.
Yeah, and in this moment, his biggest, like... concern is that Jason's not going, so I can't rip on him for sucking at roller hockey. You're so cool, dude. You're the coolest guy in the valley. Like, you are bummed out that a guy's not showing up. That, by the way, went out and hung out with the boys. He tried to skate. He tried to do his thing. He did his best. And you think that it's like a big funny thing that when he gets there, you're going to rip on him for not being able to fucking roller skate and play hockey?
The worst kind of dudes.
They are the absolute worst. They need to remind you that they're the best at everything. Yep. And those guys are the fucking worst. But we get to boys' night, and it's awkward as shit initially because it's just Jax and Luke sitting there. And poor Luke, his face tells a story.
It does.
Because he gets very red in moments of awkwardness, in moments of contention. Like, his face, he doesn't have a great poker face.
He doesn't, and he doesn't have a good small talk game either.
He doesn't.
Also, not that, like, Jax is the best person to small talk with when he already doesn't like you.
Right. It's a tall order to sit there and drum up conversation with Jax, who will vehemently go out of his way to not talk to you.
Yeah.
So it's a tall order to begin with. But they're sitting there awkward, and that's where you get that side cut where Jax is like, I don't know why Dodie has to invite Luke to everything. You're on a show together, one.
Yeah.
Two, she wants this guy to integrate in the group, much like Alex did. And by the way, when she kicked Alex out the door, or vice versa, whatever happened there, and they broke up, you probably shouldn't have carried on hanging out with him if you're that close with Dodie, because that's fucking weird. That's a weird thing to do. And we're going to talk about that a lot when Brittany's reaction comes in later, but Luke brings up the Jesse part and that he's pretty pissed at him. And I'm glad that he's vocalizing things, because I thought that was going to be his biggest kind of faux pas, was not being able to confront people.
Right.
And the minute Jesse gets there, he goes over to get a drink at the bar. And Luke's like sitting next to the other guy. He's like, I can't wait. Like, I can't fucking sit here. Like, I need to get this off my chest. And I was like, fuck yeah, go do it. And he does. He goes up to him and he says, we need to have a talk. I can't believe that the response from Jesse, I mean, I guess I can, the more I'm watching him on TV, I can believe this is a reaction, but his initial reaction is, yeah, I don't remember that, so it's a question for me. And he's like, it's not a fucking question for me. Dodie said you did it, which means you did. There's also a camera. We're going to see what happened. You did it. Stop standing there saying that. And I'm glad, yeah. Like, Luke was,
he's leaning into, like, the tough guy aspect, where he's like, I'm not going to be bullied by this guy to apologize to him and his girlfriend for something that I don't remember doing.
Right.
It's like, no, dude, there's multiple people that are saying that you did it. You need to swallow your pride and just say that you did it. And even when he gets to the point of apologies, he's still putting on this tough guy persona.
I know, man.
You see him in the goddamn confessional, and that was the worst part.
Oh.
And I get, like, you know, producers are just trying to egg him on a little bit. But a producer saying, you know, are you intimidated by Luke at all?
That's like asking a panther if he's intimidated by a kitten.
Yeah, no, dude. You're so tough.
By the way, Luke would fuck you up.
Maybe. I don't know.
He would. That guy, he owns...
I mean, Nia would fuck him up.
Nia would fuck both of them up. But, like, don't sleep on the guy. He owns 60-plus acres in Colorado. He lives, like, off the land. He's a mountain man. And don't sleep on tall, wiry dudes, because they hit...
Sorry, say that word again.
Wiry.
Okay.
He's wiry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to know what that one's from.
Wiry? Oh, I hope they do.
That would be good.
That would be really good. I won't tell you. But they got that quick whip on that right hand. So I'm saying, if that does happen, if they did have to throw down, I'm on Team Luke. I think that
Jesse... I'm on Team Luke.
I know. I just mean, I think that it's funny that...
Jesse just challenges them to roller skating.
That would be so funny.
Like, I'm not going to fight you.
Oh, like a
meet me on the rink.
Rink scenario?
Dude.
Team Puppin' Suds?
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Full Brink. Yeah.
Full Brink. Let's go full Brink in the valley.
Hell yeah.
How do we push that?
It was probably filmed near the valley, right? It was definitely in LA.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. Steele, you know that I suffer from allergies, right?
I can tell you're suffering right now, actually.
Yeah, honestly, this time of year, I struggle with allergies, and it is the absolute worst, and I could never really seem to figure out how to get them and keep them at bay. Just to make sure that I get some relief during the day when I'm out and about, I don't want it to bog me down. You know, allergies suck, and they're the absolute worst. Astapro is awesome. Astapro is great. It's got a nasal spray that I try to make sure that I do every morning. Sometimes I do it at night and just let it sit, because it really helps me and it makes me feel a lot better throughout the day so that I'm not suffering from allergies. Because look, I could be out at a party and then halfway through I feel the allergies setting in, get a little tired, get a little nasally, get a little headache. Nobody wants any of that.
I get an issue with it when you're nasally on the podcast because it doesn't sound good.
That's a really good point. Nobody wants a nasally shooter magooter on the podcast, and Astapro helps with that. I can just use the nasal spray and I can feel that it's going to work, and I can be confident that it's going to make me feel better. And Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working within 30 minutes, while the other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. It's faster, bro.
But Jesse eventually does say, I will apologize, you know, if I did anything that was unsavory, if I did anything. Not I'll apologize.
Best you're going
to
get.
Which, whatever. And Luke doubles down and says, yeah, and then you're going to apologize to Kristen too, okay?
Big move.
Big move, huge. And that's also very substantial to hear him do that. This moment for me, I'm like, he can do this show. He's going to be okay out here.
He needs to, I thought, now obviously for this situation it's okay, but for the next situation, he just gets a little too angry, where it's like, you got to keep your composure a little bit. Now, with the Doty thing, it's like, yeah, you can be as angry as you want because that's fucked up. But when it comes to the Alex thing, you don't have to get as angry. I think he'll learn.
It may have served him better in that moment to not get as heated. I agree with that. Yeah. I think that what you're getting out of Luke, because he hasn't been on reality.
Get some emotion, yeah.
That's genuine.
Yeah.
That you're getting exactly how he feels. He's like, why the fuck would I be okay with this dude coming to this party? Like, why would you ask me if I'm okay with that?
Yeah. My honest reaction to this was, I thought that Jax would have got a little bit of respect for Luke after seeing that he went over
to
Jesse.
That's what I thought.
And pushed that.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's something that Jax would normally like. Jax would be like, yeah, fuck yeah, if somebody did that to Brittany. Even though he might not give a shit about Brittany, he's going to go over and defend himself in that situation.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I feel like he would have respected that, but maybe in his own weird Jax way he did, because this conversation went a little differently than I thought it would.
Maybe.
So it was a little softer, and then he ended it a little differently, but yeah, I was surprised that Jax didn't immediately have a little bit of respect for Luke and say something about it.
I am too, but I'm glad that he saw that transpire. I do think that Luke went up at least one notch in his book in that moment.
Yeah.
I think that that is why we got, at least when they're sitting there, we're jumping ahead a little bit, but he does drop to him that, yeah, you know, I invited Alex because I want, like, we all hang out, we're friends. And then he gives another reason, because I want you to know, like, what you're getting into and all this other shit. He keeps, like, spinning this convoluted story. Luke's fucking livid. And he's like, why would I want to hang out with him? I support Kristen 100%. Why would I want to hang out with her ex-boyfriend after she's told me terrible stories about this guy? Which, by the way, after seeing this man walk in the bar,
oh my God, dude,
I'm pretty sure he's not the coolest dude in the world.
What a fucking schlub.
Like, absolutely. We're not there yet. We're at girls' night real quick, and just need to point out that Dev has Dodie's fit. Yeah, she wore it to the beach in Wildwood.
Sick.
Yeah, she said
get
that.
Dev a microphone. She's like ghostwriting this whole episode.
Dev needs a microphone.
I know.
By the way, I love that a lot of our listeners think that her name is Deb.
Deb.
With a B.
Debbie.
Like Deborah.
Yeah.
It is Dev with a V.
Gonna start calling her Deb. In.
Yeah.
Gonna start calling her Deb.
Oh, sorry, Dev. Yeah, you're definitely calling her Deb now, yep. Huh? Nah, damn it. That's my bad, Dev. Sorry. but I do have to ask one more thing before we talk about the actual scene. Is Zach wearing a helmet? I brought it up last week about the hair. Is he wearing a helmet?
No. I think it's just a weird LA thing that we just need to.
It's a weird LA haircut.
Yeah,
I can't.
Dude. I know I do it all the time, but like.
Like, I think he brings a lot to the show.
Yeah, I think he'd actually. Last week, I wasn't sure if he did.
He's good this week.
This week, he was great, and it looks like next week he's going to be good. I know I do it all the time, but LA culture is just so strange to me.
It is. But, like, there was a picture of him on, like, a flashback picture, and he had, like, a good haircut. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a handsome haircut. I like that haircut. And then he flashed forward. It's like, are you wearing a helmet? And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean.
No.
I'm just curious. Yeah. Other people have asked, too. Just me.
Maybe he is. Yeah. Let's just say he is.
All right. Well, it's a good helmet. But Nia and Brittany sit down, and immediately, and this is going to be Brittany's MO. And like I said, I liked Brittany on Vanderpump for a long time. I thought she was really good on there, and she was sensible, and I felt bad that she always had to put up with Jax's shit. I don't like this Brittany.
No.
I don't like this Brittany at all, because the minute she sits down with Nia, she's trying to apologize for him and make excuses for him. And look, we're all watching. Did we think it was that big of a deal? No, we didn't. That was her reaction to it. And as a mom, especially, like, you should be a little bit more sympathetic to what had transpired. And you're saying you're sorry that Jax upset you, but you're also saying he would never want to do that. He would never want to do this. Like, oh, bless his heart. Like, he didn't mean it. He did. He does this shit all the time. Like, none of us were shocked when Jax pantsed him. There's a reason for that, because that's who Jax is. And your big argument is he's grown up. He's grown up so much. Y'all just haven't seen it. If you have to say that, oh, you're giggling at my southern accent.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I used to have more of a twang than I do now. It's actually mellowed out. But
bring that twang back.
When I go down, if I'm in Texas for more than a week, I get a little bit, not bad, but I still say y'all and stuff like that. But regardless, I don't like it. What I'm seeing. I don't like the mouthpiece that Brittany has become for Jax. He does enough of on his own. You don't have to defend his stupid shit and his stupid behavior. And if that's what we're going to get out of this relationship, one, clearly produced. Two, we don't need two Jaxes on this TV. We do not need two Jaxes on this TV. But we jump back to the dudes, and it's Jax and Luke talking. And this is where he's going over the Alex stuff. Under the guise of I'm being a good friend here, tells Dodie, hey, just so you know, I just want to let you know that Alex is going to be there too tonight. It's not a big deal. Like, everyone hangs out. They're all friends, all that good stuff. Dodie's pissed. Of course she's pissed. Like, this is a bizarre scenario that you've just described.
Especially the way that their relationship ended, where she's already talked about it. And yeah, obviously Jax painted a different picture where she was trying to have kids with him beforehand, and then they broke up a day later. Probably didn't happen that way, but whatever, Jax is going to say it. Hearing what he did and what he said to her after Vanderpump had ended, after, as she said, everything crashed and burned for her, and he sat down there and said, you're just a trash has-been reality star. That's a rough line.
Mean.
That's a really mean line. And then it obviously ended from there. So you don't know the ins and outs. And Brittany taking the stance of, well, Alex is our friend. Alex is Jax's friend. So yeah, we expect everybody to hang out together. And if Luke's going to be around, like, no, none of that makes any sense.
None.
None of it. Like, who are, like, what kind of crazy pills are you guys taking that you think that this is okay? And that's when I immediately firmly land on, oh, this is for the show. That's Jax and Brittany coordinating this because it's for the show.
I can believe
Brittany
that.
Wouldn't, if Brittany didn't know that Jax is doing that, or, you know, Jax just kind of like landed it in there, like, hey, by the way, thinking about inviting Alex out, think that he needs to talk. Brittany would have said whatever in the time. But for her to have this stance and be so ready for it to go to Dodie, that's Jax and Brittany producing. That's Jax and Brittany sitting down saying, we're going to handle this. You're going to be with Dodie. When they bring up what are the husbands doing, this is what you're going to do. And Brittany just takes it and runs with it. And it's very clear to see. And obviously, Dodie's going to be pissed off about it because it's ridiculous.
It's insane. And she says, like, why does it have to be a bad thing? It's like, what are you talking about? Like, this is crazy. And Dodie's like, I don't want him around me. She's like, well, you're not there. By proxy, bro. Like, that's her fucking boyfriend there. And you just invited this dude to go hang out with him. It makes no fucking sense. And it's even crazier. You see Dodie's getting upset. You claim to be her friend. You claim to have her best interest at heart. Then you double down with the line, well, they're all friends, so, like, Alex should be there, implying that Luke should not.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. Because this one, again, can't say it enough. You are all on this show together. He has to be there with the dudes. That aside, let's say you're not on TV. All of you hang out all the time. You are all friends. You need to try to integrate her boyfriend into the group. That's just how it goes. You don't always like the people that get integrated into the group. Sometimes you have to put up with somebody. It is what it is. But to forcibly put him in an awkward position by inviting Alex to this thing is crazy.
Yep.
And then to defend it is even crazier. And then to downplay it. Like, she's acting like it's not crazy.
Well, she's just gaslighting Doty in this situation, making it look like Doty's the one who's crazy for being upset that her ex-boyfriend is hanging out with her current boyfriend. Now, the good thing is, we just watched Luke rip Jesse apart.
Yep.
We watched him sit down, and Jax told him, and he went right back at Jax. So he's not afraid to go after people. I don't think he's going
to
have a conversation with Alex in any way, shape, or form.
To.
I don't think that... Alex, you know, obviously he wants to be on screen. He wants to be part of the show. He may try to approach Luke, but Luke's not going to have any of it. And I think Doty deep down knows that. And maybe, you know, in the past, she wouldn't have known that with other guys. But yeah, either way, she's still going to stand up for herself because
yes.
It's fucked up and she can see the colluding that's going on between Jax and Brittany with the two groups. She understands how that's working. She's going to stand up for herself. But at least I think she has some solace in the back of her mind knowing Luke's not going to bite on this shit.
Yeah.
He's going to come home. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be a fucking ridiculous conversation. But in the future, we're going to know how you guys are operating. So I do hope that Doty and Luke can move forward from this, have a better game plan of how we're going to handle Jax and Brittany, and they can go back at them because that's going to make for good TV if you're going to be able to do that. Because when it comes down to it, this show is Jax and Doty, who we all know very well. And then, obviously, Brittany's up there a little bit. And then it's really just everybody else.
Yeah.
So if Jax and Doty are going to go after each other the whole season, which I don't think they will.
Oh, they
because,
will.
Because, well, Doty posted a TikTok today where she said, "This is for you, Jax, LOL." And it's, like, kind of playful.
It doesn't matter. It's this just, has there been, like...
Yeah, they know what they're doing. They absolutely know what they're doing. I just think, you know, we'll see what happens. And I have high hopes.
Speaking...
Maybe not high hopes, but, you know... I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, and speaking from like an OG Vanderpump perspective, they will go back and forth the entire season,
yeah.
And they are also able to rectify the situation shortly thereafter. They don't hold on to it for too long because this has been their relationship for 20 fucking years.
Brother and sister.
Don't forget, Jax blocked her for like 6 months
yeah.
before the show started, right? So like they will always find their way back and they always figure it out in the end. But I'm glad Zach was the voice of reason and spoke up and was like, no, this is really fucked up. This is fucking stupid. This is a crazy thing to do. You're an idiot, Brittany. And that's when Brittany drops the line about, well, maybe Luke shouldn't be there, but whatever. We get back to the dudes and this fucking dildo in a beanie walking in. I was like, this is your ex? This guy looks like he lives under a bridge. Like, what the fuck? And then he's talking to Jax, the two dumbest people on the show. And they're having this conversation about, he's talking about how he was a saint for Doty, apparently. And he's like, I let her live yep. in the house rent free. I don't know what narrative he's trying to spin for us. Like, are we supposed to empathize with this guy who's wearing a beanie? Like, this is my least favorite look in the world. I'm already, like, not big on people wearing beanies in warm weather.
Yeah.
When you wear them on the top of your head like this, and it looks like a condom, I want to punch it off your head. I can't.
Whoa.
What?
You sat in that seat yesterday. And you said if anybody touches your hat, you're going to freak out and you're going to punch them in the face.
Right.
But you're okay touching other people's hats?
Those guys? Well, I'm asking for a fight.
What?
In that scenario. Like, I know what I'm getting into.
All right.
Yeah, no. In the other one, like, they're trying
you
to
You could just
bully
say that he looks
like
a condom. Like, that's mean enough.
No, I want to snatch his hat off his head.
That's assault, brother.
Bring it on, Alex.
Bring it on, LAPD.
Bring it on. Yeah,
that no. dude's going to sue you.
Yeah, probably. That guy, definitely.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that like will take the slippery floor sign and hide it and then fall down.
Yeah.
And then call that.
The problem with him
Morgan
falling down
and Morgan.
Is he will, even when he knows he's falling down and he's doing it on purpose, he will get gravely injured.
Oh, totally.
Because he does not have the coordination to catch himself.
1,000%. But the episode ends with, it's a crazy sentence because I don't understand it at all. Because Brittany goes, but the episode ends and it's such a weird sentence because Doty just says, all Jax is trying to do is stir shit up. He's just stirring shit up. Brittany goes, aren't you doing the same thing? How?
With what?
How?
Because unless we're not privy. Luke,
that's what I'm saying. Is there something that we're going to find out next week?
I guess
week?
That's what next week's going to be. This because
5 minutes later.
Well, look, we did get that 5 minutes later, and then we got the to be continued, which I get excited about.
I don't know if we've had, have we had a 5 minutes later and a to be continued?
I don't know. They doubled up.
Yeah, they did do a double up.
Yeah.
Yeah, double up.
I'm excited about it, though. It got me going. Got a little tickle.
Yeah, I know. A little bricked up, but yeah. I'm just more concerned about, not concerned, curious. What is she stirring up? I hope that Brittany has a follow-up. How about that? I hope that she's not just like now throwing everything out there like, blah, just word vomit. Like,
I think she is. I think she
do it too.
I think she just gets a little flustered. And she didn't expect Dodie to come back at her so quickly. So, yeah, she got flustered.
Yeah, same. But, hey, good fucking show so far.
All right, first up, we've got Evan Clark asking.
Well, let me do this. He's new to this, guys. I'm so sorry. Let's get to the questions. All right, go ahead.
Didn't you already say that?
No.
whatever. Anyway, Evan wants us to rate the male cast in order of likability.
Jason? Are we going first to last or last to first?
First to last.
Jason, 1. Daniel, 2. Luke, 3. Jax, 4. Jesse, 5. Did I get them all?
Yep, that's perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. You want to throw Zach in there?
Yeah. I'll put Zach is...
It's Zach ahead of Jesse for now, but that's... Well, I mean, he's going to stay ahead of
Jax, too.
Yeah.
I would say it's Jason, Daniel, Zach. I would say Jason, Luke Daniel. And Zach are 3. They're both 3. Actually, no, I take that back. Zach's 4. Jax, 5. Dickhead, 6.
Okay, that's fair. This is a funny question from Natalie Fleets. Why is there so much talk of children? Very boring. Because they have children.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
We did talk about this. We're like, this is going to bring a different dynamic to like a VPR-esque show.
Yeah, you're going to have.
Did you say earlier VPR-esque-ness?
Eskish.
Yeah, whatever.
Eskness.
Yeah, it's going to bring a different dynamic, but most of them have kids. Yeah,
we need
so,
to talk about
yeah, that. Yeah, that's
it's
part
going
of it.
It's going to be part of the show. If you don't like it, then you may not like this show.
Rach underscore Goodrich says, is this worth watching?
Yeah. Oh, it is.
It actually is.
It definitely is.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. Yep.
And we'll do one more here. A lot of these questions we kind of already addressed in this. And I think this is a pretty straightforward question from Tom Wittrick. Which couple at first impression is not making it to season 2?
We can't do that. We can't. I mean, obviously we know.
All right, let's move. We'll say. Maybe Michelle stays in a way.
You could have Michelle possibly. As a friend.
I mean,
though.
I know it's all couples, but like.
Definitely have Michelle as
yeah,
a friend.
Keep Michelle.
Though, because you have to have the aftermath.
Yeah, we have to know. And then obviously Jax is still going to try to bring Jesse out. So they might actually stay. But we'll remove them because they are separated.
Yeah.
I could see Jason and Janet just not feeling like it's worth it anymore.
I could see Daniel and Nia only because they have 3 under 2, maybe it's just too difficult.
I think they're already doing it though at 3 under 2, you know.
Yeah, that would be my only thing. The other ones, I don't know. Jax and Brittany, they're not even living together.
That's dude, 3 under 3 is pretty sick.
3 under 3 sounds cooler than 3 under 2.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to hang out and make sure that you get
I hope
that
they
in
stay.
There.
I like them. I don't want them.
No,
to.
I definitely
Jax
like
Jax and Brittany is the obvious answer because, but they have to be back, or at least Jax show. Has to be back because it's quote unquote his show. I don't know. That's tough. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
But don't forget to get those tickets in the link in our bio. May 3rd, Union Stage, Washington, D.C., Candace Dillard, Chris Bassett, Ryan Bailey, Shooter Magooter, maybe Steel Russell. We'll see.
We'll see.
And then Boston, June 14th, also a Friday night. Go get those tickets as well. Other than that, do you have anything else, sir?
Do not. See you next week.
Rob Brozier out of here.
Later.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's DANA, on your podcast app.